For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up, DMV basketball fans? Welcome to another Believe in DMV Hoops. I'm Matt Moderno. Joining me here today is Earl Timberlake of Bryant University. Earl, thanks for coming on, man. You're having a great year and happy to talk to you. And you're doing the DMV proud up there.
Thanks for having me.
For anybody not familiar with Earl's game, normally I would say position. I'm just going to say like hooper for you because I think you're a little bit of everything here. And we'll get into that more as we go. You're from DC. You're a DeMatha alum. Averaging about 13 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal and a half a game, a block and a half a game. As I mentioned, kind of do everything for Bryant and shooting an insane 61% from the field. So that's pretty awesome. And we'll get into that a little bit more here. Before we get going, just knock out a couple ad reads. We're brought to you by Stateside Vodka and their Surfside hard iced teas, hard lemonades, hard every flavor. They're all delicious. Also brought to you by Bet Online. It's your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, matchup reports. For boxing, UFC, golf, tennis, baseball, everything you can think of, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting on your favorite casino and card games. It's available from your mobile device or our website. Use our promo code BELIEVE for 50% off your welcome deposit on your first use, and BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, Earl, let's really get into it here. Bryant is 11-7 right now. You guys had a tough non-conference schedule, but you started off 3-0 in conference. Looks like you guys are really hitting your stride here. How's it feel? What's working for you guys? Or is this, am I right that you guys are just kind of like finding your groove here a little bit?
We getting there. I'll just say what's working for us. We share the basketball, we share the ball. Share the ball. It's not just one person who's getting off stuff like that. It's been games like all like our top 6-7 like has like had played very well this year. It's been games that all of us has had a game.
I mentioned the 4.5 assists, but you're also like kind of a hockey assist guy. Like you move the ball in transition. There's a lot of outlet passes. Like you keep things moving. You guys play at a fast kind of up-tempo pace. It's a fun style of play to watch. And I think you mentioned it with the ball movement there. I think, pure basketball fans would enjoy watching you guys. Had probably one of the best non-conference wins of anybody this year with the win over FAU while they ranked 10th in the country. Right. You particularly had a great game, 13 points, 12 rebounds, also going up a 7-foot center in Vlad Golden. You more than held your own guarding him in the post, but you also kind of ran the offense. So 3 steals, 1 block in that game. I guess, how did that feel? Was that a game you got up for kind of extra because, there's some future pros and things like that on their team?
Definitely, because, last year we played them, we lost
close
them.
Game.
We lost, it was a close game as well, so we knew, and we just saw the way their year went. Mm-hmm. We was like, dang, we was right with them. So, during that game, we were pumped to play them. We were
great to play them. It showed, man, and like I said, I thought in that game, you guarded everybody from one of their guards to their center, and you do a little bit of everything for the team, and I got to think that makes life easier on your teammates, one, but also your coach. You can kind of plug whatever hole he needs him, he needs you to fill. And is that something you've always done? Have you always kind of played that way of just this versatile, multi-positional kind of role?
For sure. I mean, I just consider myself a basketball player. I feel like I can do pretty much anything my coach needs me to do for us to win. I mean, I've been doing this since I was young. At the Mad, I did the same thing. So I've been doing it.
I think that's a DMV thing too. You kind of grow up, you guard bigger people, but you also handle the ball. Like you've got to be able to do it all around here, I think, to be able to hang. And
you got heart coming from our area. Yeah. So that's really the main thing, heart and some grit. We don't we play real hard and we real passionate about basketball. So,
yeah, no, and that shows in the way you play. And your backcourt mate, Sharif Gross-Bullock, also from D.C. Did you guys grow up playing together? Did you plan to go to Bryant together? Like, was this part of the plan, or how'd that work out?
I've been knowing Sharif since forever. I was about 9, 10.
Okay, that's cool. So,
and against him since then. We went to school together. I went to Rock Creek Christian Academy with him. I was my freshman year. He was a sophomore there. So we've been familiar with each other for years. So that's really like family.
Nice. Does that make it easier for both you guys to kind of transition in at the same time when you come in and you're going to play a lot next to a guy whose game you already know?
Yeah, for sure. I know his game. He know my game. And he know, like, I'm always going to play as hard as I can. I know he's going to bring his best effort as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mentioned Coach Phil Martelli Jr., a little bit of a change in the head coaching spot here as the year's gone, you know, at the start of the year here. How has that been, I guess, that transition? And what's he like to play for? Is that tough to have a guy go from an assistant coach who you have one relationship with to now he's the head coach?
Well, the transition has been very well. I mean, I think all of us, like, we were, like, kind of startled when everything went down, stuff like that. But, like, he made it a smooth transition. He let us play, but we just got to bring it on defense hand and move the ball and, you know, just be positive out there. That's it. So, I mean, it's been great to me. I feel like we'd be a top 10 team with him as our head coach. So,
sure.
It's been great.
You guys, just like I said, play a fun style of basketball. Is that something he's kind of encouraged you to do? Like, you specifically look like you're playing your game and doing what you want to do out there. Has that been part of his message to you guys? Is just, hey, do what you do and do what you do well?
Yeah, that's been part of the message, but also move the ball. I feel like we make the game easy on ourselves when we move the ball instead of just like one person is trying to break somebody down. We want to get the easiest shot as possible, you know. Whoever has it going that day, that's the person who got it going that day. So, you know, it's very fun when you're playing like that as well, and you're playing up-tempo style. So
it's got to be nice, too, that, hey, when you know you're having a good day, like, you're going to get the ball back, too. So you can still be unselfish, and your guys are going to take care of you still.
Right. Longer than the end of the game, it says Brian won. That's the only thing that me.
I love that. That's the way to be. I described your game here a little bit, but can you describe your game for anybody listening to this that hasn't seen you play?
I feel like I'm a very versatile basketball player. Feel like I can guard anybody. I feel like I can do anything a coach needs me to do to win. I just care about winning, and I think I make my teammates better as well. But the main thing is I just care about winning. I'm a winner. I like to win. I hate losing.
Did you see this Rick Pitino quote the other day about no moral victories, and he'd throw himself? If you haven't, looked this up later, but it was basically he hates losing so much he just wants to, you know, crawl out into the cold and die every time he loses. And I was like, man, I could relate to that kind of guy.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if you remember seeing like prime Lance Stephenson play at all for the Pacers, but he's a guy you kind of remind me of, like a bigger framed guy, but you defend, you pass. You can body up anybody, play bigger guys, play smaller guys. But you impact the game without like taking a ton of perimeter shots. And I think, you know, like maybe like a Tyreek Evans, like that kind of style of play too, where it's guys that do everything. And that's just fun to watch. And there aren't a ton of basketball players that are like that these days. So I think that gives you a unique dimension that you bring to the game.
Yeah. There's some tough guys you just name as well.
Yeah, exactly. They're two dudes you wouldn't want to mess with either. And I think you also play that kind of way too.
Lance Stevenson, nah, they be bumping.
Yep, exactly. I mentioned the shooting here a little bit, so I just got to ask, only 5 3-point attempts on the season. I think this is actually like refreshing as a basketball fan. It's not the strength of your game, so why heave up a ton of threes when you can get into the lane and create good looks for all your teammates around you? Is that like, is it almost a point of pride? Like, I can impact the game in a ton of ways without having to jack up 4 or 5 threes every game to do it?
Yeah, I mean, sort of. But like, if you look at like, I don't shoot the ball a lot anyways. Like, it's been games I only shot the ball probably like 5 times and had like 18 points or something. Like, I don't need a lot of shots to score the ball. Like, at like at the end of the day, I just be wanting to win. I play to win. I'm going to take the right shot every time down the court. If it's a three, it's a three. If it's a layup, it's a layup. I'm going to take the easiest shot possible.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, in an era where sometimes guys will back out of a good shot to a more contested three just because it's a three. I like that you're like, no, I'm going to get to the rim or I'm going to get to somebody else. And it's nice. I don't know. As kind of an older school basketball fan here, I think more guys should maybe focus on those kinds of things and playing the right way and doing what they do well. So kudos to you for playing that way. Mm-hmm. You mentioned not needing a lot of touches to score. I think you have more like offensive rebound putbacks of anybody like under 7 feet tall. I think I've ever seen every game you watch, especially like that FAU game. I think half your points were just like putbacks where you were in the right place at the right time. Is that like a nose for the ball? Like, how do you rebound as well as you do? Is there a secret to it?
I mean, I don't think it's really a secret to it. I feel like I just be wanting it more. Just wanting more. Go get it. And those are easy baskets, like, and everybody not always focus on boxing out and stuff like that. So I feel like if I can go sneak and go get some, that would be very helpful for my team.
It's like a thing I noticed the more I watch basketball is like, it seems like a lot of guys, like you said, just, they don't box out anymore and they think they can go above people. So is that a point of emphasis? Like, hey, maybe if I get in here quick, I can beat this guy to the ball.
No, our coaches always preach like to us, like, go get extras. Cause like, you look up in the stat sheet, like that really matters when it comes to winning and losing.
Yep. No, that makes a lot of sense. You hear a lot of stuff in today's sort of college basketball landscape about the transfer portal, and some people are anti-transfer. And, you know, I want to ask you, because you've lived this, right? You've transferred twice now. To me, it's let a guy do what he needs to do to find the right spot. And it seems like you found a place that, again, it enables you to play your way, get back to the way you played at DeMatha. Was that really kind of the motivation behind the moves, was just finding the place where you fit in? Or I guess walk me through the transfer process a little bit for you.
Mine's a little different because I was coming off injuries and stuff like that. So okay. I feel like I just wanted to find like the right, like I wanted to get back with some like people I was really familiar with. Okay. So that's why I came here at Bryant. The assistant coach here, Chris Cole. Mm-hmm. He coached me when I was a freshman at Rock Creek, and he really helped me a lot, like coming up with basketball and stuff. So I'm very familiar with him, and also Sharif too. So yeah. I already knew like it's a family thing, and I wanted to do something special.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, sometimes it's just like the vibes are right at a place too, right? It doesn't matter how big it is or what, you know. It's just, do I like the guys? Am I gonna fit in here? And like you said, knowing some people.
It's just all about finding the best fit for yourself, wherever that's it. That could be at a high major, mid major, low major. But find the best fit for yourself where you can develop and get better and have fun out there, play basketball.
I think that's such great advice for younger players. And I hope that's something that you share back with some of these younger DMV guys, because it seems like everybody is so, I want to go Power 5, or for the fringe guys, I have to go D1 at any cost. And like you said, it's, where are you going to play? Where are you going to develop? Where are you going to work on your game? And if it's not the right fit, you can move later. And I think that's nice to see. Like, players deserve that opportunity, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, so just want to hit into a couple rapid-fire here before we get out of it. They're not super rapid-fire, so don't feel like you have to rush through them. But what's one thing that people listening to this might not know about you that you're willing to share with us here?
I'm really like, I'm an old soul, like old the music, stuff like that. Like, I really stay to myself, and I like being around my family and stuff like that. But like, more so like, people don't know about me. I'm an old soul for sure.
What kind of older music? Like, what are we talking here? Like, are we talking like Motown old, or like how
it can be that I listen to that as well. You know, like 80s music, 80s R&B. 90s R&B, stuff like that, early 2000s R&B, stuff like that.
Cool. I like that. You're preaching to the choir here. Any hidden talents or anything that you do that, you know, off the court or instruments or any of that kind of stuff?
Nah, I need to learn. I want to learn how to play like the piano and stuff, sure. But I don't have no hidden talents. I wish I was. I wasn't blessed with that.
Hey, same man. I have no musical ability whatsoever. Right. So I'm always jealous of, sometimes you see these guys, they're like a lead basketball player and they play 7 instruments. It's like, how do people have the time for that?
No, I wish I had that. I don't have that though.
You got a pretty good basketball talent there too. So I think that's a good one to focus some time into. You were number 0. Why number 0?
Pretty much like I always wore like 0 or 13, like in high school or like AAU and stuff like that. So I pretty much just stuck with it. But like, I think 0 started off with like my favorite player, like growing up. Was one of my favorite players growing up was Russell Westbrook.
Nice.
Like I just like the way he plays, like the way he plays, how he gives it his all every night. He don't leave nothing on the floor. He plays as hard as he can, and he gonna do whatever it takes for his team to win.
When we were talking comps, that's obviously a lofty one of a guy that's won an MVP and is gonna be a Hall of Famer. But it is somebody I think about kind of watching you play. Like you play the Russell Westbrook role for your team, get rebounds, push the pace yourself. As fast as you guys play, I'm sure that's a leg up for you all to have somebody that can get the rebound and also start the break without having to kind of have that outlet pass to initiate too.
Yeah.
All right. So for somebody who hasn't seen Bryant play this year, we've talked about it a little bit, but what's the sales pitch? Why should they come check out a Bryant game or make sure to check you guys on TV?
I feel like you just come check us out because like we're a team that plays together. We're going to move the ball well. And we got some guys we got some guys who's been counted out and who got a chip on their shoulder as well. So, and we can play.
You guys kind of play small ball to some extent, not, you know, like it's nobody is, you know, you don't have the massive 7-foot center in the middle, like clogging the paint. And that's probably fun to play with too, where you guys can kind of switch everything and move around.
We all like size. Like, I don't think nobody over like 6'8" is in our top 7, top 7 rotation or nothing like that. So like, it's like whoever get the ball at the rim, we just go, we run our lanes and we just play.
What are practices like for you guys? If you're trying to play that fast, are you guys, they working you pretty hard in practice? Like, are you pretty tired after?
So we definitely practice the way we play though. So like you got to train your body to be in shape like that, to run like that. So
makes sense. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself in 5 years. God willing, I'm playing professional basketball, whether that's NBA overseas, just doing what I love to do and playing at the highest level.
I think you're well on your way, man. Having a year like this, I'm hopeful that scouts and things like that are taking notice. Because especially, like you mentioned, playing a non-selfish brand of basketball, I think every team could use a connector like that too. The whole point of this pod is to just tell some DMV basketball stories and convey to the rest of the country just how good basketball is in this area. So you've lived it firsthand. Can you confirm for us that this is the best basketball area in the country?
For sure. By far.
Any particular story that you have that stands out? I mean, just maybe for anybody that's not familiar, you could run down some of the guys just on your DeMatha team, because that's a pretty loaded squad too.
DeMatha. I played with Jameer Young, who's at Maryland right now. I played with Josh Wallace. He plays football. He just won national championship for Michigan. He just declared for the NFL draft. Justin Moore, who's at Villanova. Hunter Dickinson, who's at Kansas right now doing this thing. Steve Settle, who's at Temple right now. He's doing this thing. Elijah Hawkins, who's at Minnesota right now, he's doing his thing. I'm forgetting a lot of people.
We could keep going with that too. I think, you know, that's an incredible list already.
Yeah, I play with a lot of talent, man. So I've been blessed enough. Like you said, our area is second to none when it comes to basketball. So I play with some players who still like thriving right now as well. Jordan Hawkins, who's played with New Orleans Pelicans, I play with like some guys.
He's from right down the street from me here in Gaithersburg too. So I'm rooting for his success. And as a Maryland alum, I love watching Jameer Young. Any good Jameer Young stories for us here you're willing to throw out?
Jameer Story.
Nothing that'll get him in trouble or anything here.
So me, Jameer, and Josh, we had all transferred into the Matha the same year. They were juniors. I was a sophomore. I think, my sophomore year, we played Sharif Cooper.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Sharif was going on a tear, like, during that time. Like, he had just, like, started to really blow up. Mm-hmm. And, like, Jameer and Josh, they really, like, locked in on him and guarded him very well. We held him, like, in low scoring because he was there giving everybody else 30. Like, we wound up winning that game as well.
Yeah, I think most of that year, he just tore up everybody in the country. It'd be 30 points and 11 assists and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the thing Jameer doesn't get enough credit for sometimes, too, is he can strap you up if he needs to.
No, for sure. He a dog.
Who's the toughest guy you've either ever guarded or was ever guarded you from the DMV? Toughest matchup you had, I guess. Even be a teammate of those in practice if you want to. That's a pretty good list.
The toughest guy I had to guard from our area, I say, well, I give you a couple players.
Okay.
Sharif real hard to guard.
Sure.
He's all three levels. He's about 6'4". He's strong. He athletic when he wants to be. He's real tough to guard. But I say, like, one of the hardest players I had to guard was probably, like, Sadiq Bey.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He played with Atlanta Hawks right now with the Villanova. High school he went to? Forgot.
I can't remember either, to be honest with you. It was one of the WCAC teams.
I forgot the name of high school he went to. But Sadiq was tough for sure. Like, that's when he really started to blow up as well. He started to hit his stride in our area, so. Sadiq, probably the toughest player from the area I had to guard in high school.
Pretty good size, and I'm sure he was big as a high school kid too. Yeah. So that's a tough ask. I guess next question for you. Anybody from the DMV that you can think of that we should talk to next and have here on the pod that you think would be a good person to come on and tell some stories for us?
Sharif. He got some stories. He played with DC Assault. He been one of the top players in our area since about 7th, 8th grade. So I feel like that'd be a good person.
Yeah, that's a good one. And in the chat here, Chris Cole said Sadiq went to Sidwell Friends. So thank you for reminding us that. I was gonna be like wake up in an hour and get up in the middle of the night here and be like, oh, okay. Now I remember. So thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. Okay. Sharif would definitely be a good one. I'm going to consider that. See if we can get him on here. Anyone listening to this that you'd like to shout out, whether it's somebody, that helped you growing up, work on your game, family, is it maybe somebody with the team, kind of unspoken heroes, that sort of thing?
I'm going to give a shout out to all my teammates, our staff, our training staff, the whole Bryan University. For welcoming me in with open arms and stuff like that. And I hope that we just keep it going. Let's keep winning. Let's go do something big.
That's a polished veteran answer, man. You got the teammates in there. Like you've done this plenty of times before, I could tell. any social media accounts that you're willing to share with us here so that people can keep following your journey along the way?
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. EZO, 3Ys and 3Os.
That's awesome. All right, Earl, any last thoughts you want to leave listeners here with or parting comments before we close out?
No, thanks for having me, though.
Yeah, thanks a lot for doing this. Hey, man, good luck along the way. You've been a great representative for the area, and we look forward to following your success. And go win that conference championship for us. We want to see you in the tournament, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody, you know the drill. Rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. If you like this, hit that little like button here on YouTube, and we will catch you next time. And presented by betonline.ag.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.